This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade radio, some will say rebel radio, some will say racist radio, but I'll be damned, it's real radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome. I don't know if you good people are ready for this because I'm going to have a celebration. Well, you can call it a celebration for Michael Brown, but it's not going to be pretty. So it's going to be the second half of our show. I'm waiting for a great gentleman. He was an ace reporter for the Belleville News Democrat at one point. Now he started his own newspaper. And I would say before he comes in, what I say is what I say. When my guests come in, don't ever attribute what I say to what my guests say. I don't care at any time, night or day. I have my opinion, they have theirs. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they don't. But anyway, I'm saying that because I am going to have a uncelebration for Michael Brown at the bottom of the hour at 10:30. But, well, here he comes right now. Here he comes, walking through the door. The ace reporter, used to work for the Belleville News Democrat, and I tell you what, I think the politicians hate him just about as much as they hate me because he's a hard-hitting. George and I have had it out a few times, but, you know, that's what you do. Men fight, keep their families out of it, then they can shake hands the next day. But this guy was an ace reporter for the Belleville News Democrat and decided to go out on his own and farm his own online newspaper. And I've been online, I've read it, and it is hard-hitting. So with us today, again, is our good friend, ace reporter from the Metro East Meteor, Mr. George Plazek. George, how the hell you doing, buddy?
Pretty darn good, and I want to welcome all the people of the Metro East to the Metro East Meteor, which is real easy to access. And I want to welcome fans of the Grim Reaper.
Well, hey, George, before we get going, when we spoke off the air earlier yesterday, and I said you could have the best newspaper, but if nobody knows how to get it, nobody picks it up, nobody reads it. I tell you, this Metro East Meteor, it's a hard-hitting, it's 10 times as hard-hitting as the News Democrat ever was, or the Post-Dispatch. But it's hard sometimes to get people to go to a paid website to read good news. But I tell you what, people, this website, I believe, George, at $6 a month, it's well worth your while. And again, how do they get to the Metro East Meteor, George?
Just get on a computer and type in Metro East Meteor, and it'll come right up, all the information about how to log in. And it's the main story, the lead story is free. And all you have to do is click on it, you'll get the whole story, you won't pay a cent. And maybe after you read it, you might want to subscribe to the service, which is works out to 20 cents a day. And I would like our story is...
Before we get to the story, how do they get to you if they want to call you personally, if they want to contact you to get some other information? Because sometimes people are not real good like me. I'm not real good on the Internet. Every time I get on the Internet, it always comes up porn. I don't understand that. So I kind of stay, no, I'm being facetious, of course, but some people may not be able to find it that way. How could they call you? What's your telephone number? What other information can you give out that they can contact you to get started with their subscription to the Metro East Meteor?
No problem. They can call me, 618-560-6462. You can call any time of the day or night. That's the kind of reporter I am. And you can hit my email, which is pretty simple, gapalazic@gmail.com. It's a simple spelling. GAPAWLAC as in cat, Z as in zebra, YK at gmail.com, or just hit Metro East Meteor. And it's not hard to sign up. And like I say, you'll get the lead story for free, as you will today. And we'll get talking about that in a minute.
Okay, George, again, and people, if you can't get the, don't have a number, don't have the pen or pencil handy, you can always call the station and we'll get the information to you. Now, George, we've had a lot of things going on, and you have been a great reporter throughout the years with the Belleville News Democrat, and they always put you on the hard-hitting stories. And now you've got a story, a hard-hitting story about David Fields. He was the one that was involved in a homicide and was found not guilty. And I think you people remember me talking about it, but he was found not guilty in St. Clair County. But now you're breaking a story today that nobody else has. So give us some background and let us know what's going on with it.
Yeah, just a couple of words of background. David Fields, according to court records, used to live with a judge.
Well, judge who?
Judge Ron Dubert, circuit court judge, elected judge in St. Clair County. And he no longer does, as we understand. He's also has a violent criminal record and is listed on a statewide violent criminal checklist, and was at the time he was living with a judge. However, he became a suspect in a murder of a guy, a friend of his, actually, at one time. And this man was shot. This is the key part of the story. The man was shot twice with a rifle, okay? Big deal, but we'll get to why that's significant. And 4 or 5 days ago, when we first got onto the story, which we are the first to break, and I guess the only one so far to break in the Metro East, he was caught by police in Collinsville, and he had been pulling on doors of cars that drew suspicion to himself. He was with two others. They all ran. David Fields went in one direction. He's wearing a backpack. Cops are trying to get him, but when they did catch him, he didn't have the backpack. But a neighbor came in. Here's the backpack, and in the backpack was a knockoff AK-47 semi-automatic 7.62 rifle. Now, what's this 7.62 stuff? Simple. It's just the type of cartridge it is, which was the same type of cartridge that killed Carl Silas in the murder case of which he was found not guilty. Here's the big question that you can only see answered in the Metro East Meteor, and we're working on it now, and we're working with we're working to find out what the police are going to do. Are they going to take the bullet fragments that they have and the shell casings that were ejected that were found at the murder scene and compare them to this rifle that was just caught, that was in David Fields' backpack? He's up in jail now on a violation of his address for the violent offender list, and he's in Madison County. So if that comes up, that's the gun they could never find for the trial, which would have convicted him, and it's the same gun, there's something for the cops, the police.
Well, you know what there really is, and for you people that may not have the whole story, I believe the victim was laying in the bed with his son, or laying in bed with some young kid.
Yeah, he was by himself, but there were kids nearby.
Okay.
He was shot twice.
Whoever came into this gentleman's house and shot him twice.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance.
Here's the problem that I see with that, being an ex-police officer. If that gun is the gun, double jeopardy sets in. He cannot be charged again with it. That would really be asinine, but it would be good because that shows the background of this field. That shows what an asswipe, no good son of a bitch he is, and that shows, in my opinion, the kind of company that Ron Dubert, the circuit judge, keeps. So when you go through this, George, if you get going to talk to the police officers, I would ask, as an ex-policeman, what's the next step? He's not been a convicted felon, so they can't get him for carrying a gun as a convicted felon. He is a convicted felon?
Yeah.
Well, if they can put that gun in his hands somehow through a witness, then they can charge him with that. But that's really asinine. But that's one hell of a story, George. You've broke this. without the St. Louis Post-Dispatch knowing about it, without the Belleville News Democrat. So that's why I say to you good people, the Metro East Meteor, that may be where you want to start going to get your news. And not a side note, and I know, George, you worked for the News Democrat, don't have anything bad to say about him, but people are buying that News Democrat, and they're about 6-8 pages. I don't understand if they're going to try to go to internet newspaper, or what's going on with the News Democrat. Do you?
Well, no, I don't know personally, because I left the News Democrat on March 1st. I took a buyout, which is common. But I'll say this, that what we're interested in doing is providing the type of hard-hitting reporting. You know, when I say they, we got a couple of ex-News Democrat editors who work with us, the kind of reporting that I did for 24 years. And to keep it going. If you can't find it in one place, you can certainly find it at the Metro East Meteor. And Metro East, easy to spell, M-E-T-R-O, next word, E-A-S-T, Meteor, like out of the sky, M-E-T-E-O-R. And whatever you need to subscribe, or if you just want to read the lead story for free, I'm not going to knock that. That's all you got to do is hit that on the computer.
All one word, no space, no anything, right? MetroEastMeteor.com.
You could space it out, but if you do the .com, you want to keep it all together. But if you just type it in as a subject, it'll come up.
Well, see, George, what's good about your newspaper, your online newspaper, you're not stopped by an editor or a publisher or somebody saying, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. You're a hard-hitting reporter. You've earned your chops in the news industry. So you're going to come up with things. And I think people that listen to me, they like that salacious crap. I think if you want some salacious stuff that you're not going to get politically correct in the normal newspapers, you'll sure get the hard-hitting facts at the Metro East Meteor. And I think, George, again, that's the biggest thing for people. Go to MetroEastMeteor.com. Check it out. Don't just say, oh, it's another online newspaper. No, it's not. This is local. George Plazek's been around this area for a long time. He knows where a lot of the skeletons are hidden. And if you want some hard-hitting news, the Metro East Meteor, I think, is the place to go, George.
Yeah, and we can give you the skeletons, because we do know where they're hidden. And like I say, we don't have, in my career, I've always fought for freedom to do what I think is right. And sometimes it's been a battle that's tough to do. But we also, at the Meteor, do what's ethical and what's fair.
But you don't have your hands tied by jerk-off that wants to say, oh, you can't do that, it's not politically correct, or I don't know this guy, and I don't want you to do it. Your hands are free to get the whole story.
Absolutely. And people who know me know I'll go after any good story, no matter how hard it is to get. And I encourage people to call me any time of the day or night. I'll always listen to you. I'll write down what you say if I think it can be a story, and I'll try to get it onto the website.
And again, how do they reach you personally?
618-560-6462, and I always have that phone right there, and I'm not a sound sleeper. And if you wake me up, I'm just going to pick up the phone and talk to you. So don't worry about that. You might wake up my cats, that might be a problem, but don't worry about it. Or you can just go to gapalazic@gmail.com, gapalazic@gmail.com, simple spelling.
Yeah, but you know what, George, I can somewhat manipulate a computer before it manipulates me. A lot of people would rather just talk to somebody personally, and I think if you people out there, and I get calls all the time, George, about this going on, that going on, if you've got an enemy and you've got a story and it's a good story, you can contact me, you can contact George Plazek. If it's some crap, don't call either one of us, but a lot of people out there have enemies, political enemies, that are some really hard-hitting stories that nobody will run with. I will run with it if it's factual and worth running with, and so will George. And so you people are not getting that in the Post-Dispatch, you're not getting that in the Belleville News Democrat, but you do get it here, and you will be getting it on the Metro East Meteor, won't they, George?
Sure. And if people will call up and say, tell me that, and they basically tell me, well, I'm really angry with this guy, and they want revenge. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as the information pans out, and as long as I can confirm it, and as long as I can make it fair. their personal motives are personal motives.
Yeah, yeah, but I tell the people, they'll call and say, hey, they didn't pick up my trash, what can you do about it? I mean, you want interesting, hard-hitting stories. You know, the personal stories aren't really what I'm sure you'll take some, but you're looking for the hard-hitting, you're looking for the guy that knows that John Jones shot and killed this guy, but they don't know who did it, but somebody wants to rat him out. That's the kind of stories looking
if
for.
If you call up about your trash, you better have hidden a murder weapon.
Yeah, there. That's a good point. Have you contacted the police charge on this situation that you know of, or are they're familiar with what's going on?
They're familiar, and they actually contacted us, and then we went up yesterday and got the details of where this occurred and how Fields tried to get away and the backpack and the whole deal.
When are they going to do the ballistics on it? Have they told you?
Well, no, that's what we're working on today. You can imagine, you had a murder case, and if this is the same 7.62 knockoff AK-47 semi-automatic rifle, don't be confused by my gun technology. It's y'all know what the AK-47 knockoffs look like. But the key is it a 7.62, and is it the 7.62? Yeah.
Well, ballistics will tell automatically.
Yeah, ballistics can tell, and there's a thing about that, Bob, that maybe the bullet is too deformed. However, they can look at the casing, the extraction marks on the case.
Uh-huh.
Extraction means when the shell is ejected.
Yeah.
And that can lead to an identification. I don't know what they're going to do if they find that it's the same gun. It's going to be... Well, it'll be something for us to write.
Yeah. Well, it's a good story for you guys to break. And I hope it is the gun. And I hope this Fields will be exposed. But if he's a felon, he'll do 2 or 3 years for a convicted felon with a firearm.
Yeah.
And see, people, this is the kind of stories that you're going to get from George Plazek. It's not going to be politically correct. You're probably not going to be happy with some of the facts you hear if they're your friends. And you'll really be happy if the facts you hear are your enemies. But this is going to be a hard-hitting online newspaper, the Metro East Meteor, and I think you people will do yourself a disservice if you don't go to Metro East Meteor. Read this story here. Read how George Plazek writes the story, how interesting it is, and I think you'll find out that it's really worth your while to maybe subscribe to the Metro East Meteor. One more time, George, how do they get a hold of you, and how do they get back online?
My number is 618-560-6462. Call me anytime. And my email is gapalazek@gmail.com. And once again, I'll spell it GAPAWLAC as in cat, Z as in zebra, YK @gmail.com. And or Metro East Meteor online.
Yep.
It'll come right up.
Is Jim? Let's get Jim. Jim, you're on the dark side if it has anything to do with what we're talking about. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a judicial system over there pretty corrupt. But what is a judge living with an ex-felon? Is a judge a homo?
Well, I don't actually know that. I don't know what the reasons for the roommate status that it did occur, except that it did occur. And it drew the attention of the Judicial Inquiry Board, where it's still an issue.
Hey, Jim, I will tell you, Judge Ron Dupert isn't a avowed homosexual. He puts it out. He's told everybody he's a homosexual. So Judge Ron Dupert is a homosexual. Now, I don't know if he was having a homosexual affair with this guy, Jim, but he's a judge who went down when this David Fields was in prison in Menard, visited him several times. When this David Fields gets out of prison, Jim, he comes, lives with Judge Ron Dupert. And when asked by the newspaper, maybe it was even George, why'd you have this guy living with you? Because the judge is a Christian, and he's just trying to help this convicted felon out. Jim, that's the background to the story.
Yeah, right. You know what I miss to your guest there is the old days when you had the Globe here and the Post. You had two different views. This Post is disgrace, this communist rag. I use that to line the cat's litter box.
Yeah.
So pathetic.
Hey, Jim, listen, we're up against a break here, Charlie. Jim, you do yourself a favor. I know you call. I know you listen. I know what you're about. MetroEastMeteor.com. Now, George, Metro East, is there a hyphen between the Metro?
No, just two separate words.
Metro East Meteor. metro.com. Jim, do yourself a favor, and all you good people. And I'm not trying to pimp for George Palazic as a business perp, and I'm trying to let everybody know what kind of hard-hitting reporter George Palazic is. I'm going to let you know what a hard-hitting online newspaper is going to be, just like me, the Grim Reaper. I give you the hard-hitting crap, and George Palazic will too. So that's the metroeastmeteor.com. George, since you're semi-retired from the newspaper, now you're doing your own newspaper, you're probably working a lot harder, aren't you?
That's true.
Yeah, and making less money.
Making a whole lot less money.
But doesn't it feel good, though, to be out on your own
not
have an editor or a publisher or somebody tell you, you can't do that, lay off that. You can take all the hard-hitting situations and you can report them the way you want to report
them.
That's
true. I make the decision entirely. And over the years, I haven't really had anyone really try to stop me once I really made an issue. But it's good to have the freedom to do it. And I just want to mention, too, on Monday, we have a little different step, which is True Tales of the Metro East. And it'll be a little bit different kind of story, but the one coming out for Monday is real interesting. It's about a local electric chair at a museum and the ghosts of the electric chair. I'm not going to say anything more than that, but it's all true. So it's a little bit different than hitting corruption or whatever, but it's an interesting story, and you'll see a big picture of the chair, and it's got a unique history.
Well, you're telling us you're going to have a lot of crime, but you're going to have a well-rounded internet newspaper.
On Monday it's True Tales of the Metro East, and we've had one already on Popeye out of Chester, which was kind of interesting, and this one's better. You can't be uninterested in an electric chair where the last person to die in it was a woman.
Hey, I would rather be a man. I like women, and get rid of all the men. Hey, listen, Mr. George Palazic, ace reporter, owner, operator of the Metro East Meteor, one of the best online newspapers around. And you know why it's the best, people? Because it's local. It's not talking about a lot of crap in Chicago and New York. We can get that on national television day and night. So metroeastmeteor.com, Mr. George Palazic, I think you guys, again, are doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least try it and see how it goes. So, George, thank you very much for taking the time to come up.
Yeah, hopefully, thank you, Bob.
Hopefully this David Fields thing will pan out, and you've heard it right here on the all-new KQQZ, along with the ace reporter for the Metro East Meteor, Mr. George Palazic. George, again, thank you. Have a safe weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Listen, we're up against a hard break, so we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Welcome back to the dark side. I want to again thank George Palazic, and I say he's a hard-hitting reporter. He's also the editor-in-chief of the Metro East Meteor. I think you people ought to go to that, and I think you'll be happy as hell. Now, on a very serious note to me, and I'm tired of it, I'm very, very tired, very, very tired, because, see, I'm a proud white man. I want to stand tall. I'm not against the blacks. Never been against the blacks. I've been against the niggers. I've been against the crackers. And I've been against the hunkies. The white and black people who try to destroy this country. Rape, rob, steal, kill, sell dope. Those are the son of a bitches I'm against. The proud black people I highly, highly, highly respect. And I want to separate the proud black people from the niggers, the low-life bastard niggers. And I want to separate the proud white people from the low-life bastard white crackers and hunkies. But I get so tired. This Ferguson crap has got to me, and I'm a proud white guy. And I think all you white people, proud white people, and proud black people are tired of this Ferguson crap, this made-up Ferguson crap. Hands up, don't shoot my ass. Michael Brown, they're celebrating him in the fifth-year anniversary. They're having plays. They're having all kind of stuff all day in Ferguson. They're having this, they're having that. Michael Brown, listen to me, people. Clean out your hearing aids. Michael Brown was a criminal thug. He was a criminal thug, and that's on his day of honoring him. So all you niggers can get pissed at me. Call the FCC, call the ABC, call the IGA. I don't give a damn who you call. I'm pissed. I get tired day in and day out and day in and day out that white people, with white supremacy, white privilege, wipe my ass. When are white people going to stand up and say enough's enough? I say it today. I'll say it every day until they stop me saying it. And then I'll get out on the streets and say it. It just pisses me off. Michael Brown was a thug criminal. He never was any kind of hero. Now he's a hero to the niggers because all the niggers are thugs, dope pushers, rapists, carjackers, but not a hero. Michael Brown was never a hero. Hands up, don't shoot, remember? Hands up, don't shoot never happened, but the niggers said it happened. And see, they take a story. They don't give a damn if there's anything to substantiate the story. They take it and run with it. And white people, they know better, but they're afraid to say anything. When are you white people going to quit being afraid to say anything? Got to be afraid of a nigger. He was a criminal. Now, on his day of mourning, on his day of celebration, Bob Romantic, listen to me, and all you niggers over there, be pissed off, call in, call whoever. He was a thug criminal. Never a hero. Darren Wilson, the police officer, the white police officer, was the hero. And he gets chastised for doing his job. He gets chastised for saving his life and maybe, at the end of the day, saving the lives of other people. It's unbelievable. It's all about Michael Brown, my ass. Today is the day of honoring Darren Wilson, the police officer from Ferguson, who stopped a thug from killing himself, killing Darren Wilson, and stopped him probably from maybe killing other people down the road. So today is the day I'm honoring Darren Wilson, not Michael Brown, the thug, no-count criminal bastard. And boy, all you blacks over there, be pissed. But you know I'm right. They're honoring him like he's some kind of god. This was a no good son of a bitch. You saw him push the store owner away. You saw him take those cigarillos. He was a thug, but in the paper and then on the news media, you got a picture of him in his graduation gown. Well, I just asked. I would think Ted Bundy had a graduation gown. I would think at some point Charles Manson had a graduation gown. I don't think that graduation gown gives you any credibility, Michael Brown, but his dad's out there who I was told, don't know for a fact, was told never had much to do with Michael Brown, that he allegedly lived with his grandmother. But now all of a sudden the Brown family's making money and this ignorant ass white bastard, Michael Brown Sr., now he wants Wesley Bell to open up another investigation after 5 years, after the FBI, after everybody saying that there was nothing done wrong by the police officer, Darren Wilson. They want another investigation. You know why? Because that keeps the Brown family making money. That keeps this perpetuation of Michael Brown being some kind of hero. Hey, you stupid niggers out there, he was not a hero in a normal person's eye. Now in your eye, yes, he was a hero, and that's what's wrong with the not the proud black community, that's what's wrong with the nigger community. They idolize crap bums. They idolize criminals. They idolize dope pushers, killers, rapists, robbers, carjackers. Decent black people don't do that. Decent white people don't do that. So, Darren Wilson, this is an honor of you. I'm calling this a Darren Wilson Day for all the proud white and all the proud black that know that Darren Wilson was right in what he did. He didn't get up that morning saying, hey, I'm going to kill me a black guy. I'm going to kill me Michael Brown. Never thought about it. But he wanted to go home to his family at night, and he went home to his family at night. Now, he lost his job as a police officer. His wife lost her job just because he did his job, just because he protected his life from a criminal nigger thug, and their lives are ruined. Darren Wilson, you're my hero. You did it properly. You did a good police job. You were vetted by the FBI, the state police, the local police, and all of them. Darren Wilson did nothing wrong, was not indicted for even spitting on the sidewalk. So Darren Wilson, I want to honor you today, and I'm playing this song in honor of you today. And I hope people will remember, not Michael Brown, the decent people. I hope you'll remember Darren Wilson on this day. You won't hear this in any other radio station, because no, they'll get in trouble. It's not politically correct. They'll get complaints filed. I do not. Do you hear me, people? I do not give a damn. They can file every damn complaint they want. I'm going to speak the truth today and every day. So you nigger bastards, tape it, send it to FCC, send it to the IBA or whatever you want to send it to. This is my right as an American. Our brave military heroes fought and died to give me the right to have my opinion, and I'll be damned. I'm giving my opinion. Darren Wilson, my hero. This is, to me, Darren Wilson Day. This song goes out dedicated to you. Wilson, that song's dedicated to you, not because it's Dixie, because it's the thought. I can play whatever song I want now. The niggers will say, that's a racist. Not a racist song. It's a song of the South, pride of the South. I just wanted to dedicate that to you, Darren Wilson. And I see front page top fold, a time to remember, events planned for anniversary of Michael Brown's death. They got a big picture on a chair with his jacket, his, I guess, grade school picture, his hat, and they got some Skittles there. Oh, he was a nice young man. No, he was a nigger thug. He was a thug. And all you people, both black and white, know it. But nobody's got the guts other than me to stand up and shout it. Oh, no, Michael Brown, my ass. 5 years, still remembering a thug. Cutting up the piece of concrete that he lay dying on when he attempted to kill a police officer, and he, in fact, was killed. Now, very morbid to me, but that's secondary. They've got monuments for Michael Brown. See, that shows you that the nigger community will never be in step with the proud black community or the proud white community, because they don't think like us. And the crackers and the hunkies, the ignorant white bastards on the other side, they don't think like us either. So there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. But front page, talk about the anniversary, a cardinal scarf, an Arnold Palmer drink can, a big bag of berry Skittles, a green graduation gown. All were in the 18-year-old Michael Brown's bedroom. What is he, some kind of god? See, you niggers over there, you better quit praising a thug, a damn thug, and go out and get an education so you and your family don't end up like Michael Brown. Now, you won't hear that from any other white radio host because they're afraid to say it. I'd like to get a fly on the wall when people talk about Michael Brown at the restaurants, at the bars, everywhere else. I would like to have a fly on the wall, because I guarantee you, they would talk the truth. And the truth is, everybody knows Michael Brown Jr. was a thug, was a potential killer, tried to grab the gun of Darren Wilson. Darren Wilson did his job protecting himself. And everybody says, Michael Brown's a hero. They're having concerts today. They're having anniversary parties. They're having an exhibition at the Ferguson Community Center. Unbelievable. They're having something Saturday and Sunday at the Urban League, Ferguson Community Empowerment Center. Urban League, that means black. But for you people that don't like me, don't like what I say, turn it off now. But I'll be damned, I'm getting my 2 cents worth in, and I'm getting my 2 cents worth in for probably millions and millions of people, both proud white and proud black, who know what I'm saying is correct. I can just hear people, you hear that crazy son of a bitch and racist on the radio? No, I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I'm telling you the way it is. And this is bullcrap, honoring and having front page top fold in the St. Louis Post disgrace. That's how disgraceful the St. Louis Post disgrace is. Events planned for anniversary on a thug potential killer's death. Gonna have events planned. Let's have some events planned next week for Heil Hitler, and then the week after that for Mausoleum. Let's have a week of celebration for all the thugs. And then they say Ferguson milestone marks progress and struggles of racial equality. I am so tired of hearing that. And it said in the paper here, then Michael Brown was shot by a white Ferguson police officer. Who the hell cares what color that police officer was? He was protecting himself. But no, that's the newspaper. That's his Tony Messenger. That's the newspaper. They always want to make the white guy's fault. It's always a white guy's fault. No, it's not always a white guy's fault. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. They're talking about 5 years ago, the members of the Ferguson Commission figured out how to work through such conflict. It was messy. There were shootings, protests, tears, and ultimately trust. 5 years later, St. Louis is still figuring out how to talk to each other. No, I figured it out, and I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to you real. I'm not taking that crap. I'm not taking that Michael Brown crap. Are you crazy? I sit there, makes me want to crap in my drawers. Michael Brown, we're having celebrations. Michael Brown, we're doing this. Michael Brown's dad. We want another investigation. Hey, Michael Brown's dad, shove it up your ass, will you? A tribute to Michael Brown. An exhibit at the Urban League's Community Empowerment Center on West Florissant Avenue. Having a tribute to Michael Brown. Have a tribute to the proud military veterans who fought and died. Have a tribute to our police officers who protect us, who go to these shootings when everybody else is leaving the shootings in Walmart and all these mass killings, and the police officers are going into the line of fire, not away from it. Let's have a tribute to them, not to some bum, not to some thug. Gonna have Skittles on the desk, gonna have his picture in high school. You know, you people know better. Even the niggers know better, but nobody talks about it but me. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, and I'm tired of it. I'm going to take a quick break so I can take a crap, because that's how bad it pisses me off. And when we come back, I'm going to play a couple songs in dishonor of Mr. Brown. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romantic, a pissed off Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state. You hear me, people? Bi-state voice. What am I practicing? Voice of freedom. Renegade radio. Call it racist, but it is real radio. The one and only real radio station, probably in the country. And we are, as always, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state. You hear me, people? Bi-state voice, voice of freedom. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. I just had a change of heart. I just went to the bathroom. I just took a crap. I flushed it, flushed the toilet, and I'm going to send my little gift over to Ferguson for Michael Brown. So my crap's on its way. Hey, I tell you what, I'm not putting up with the crap. Michael Brown, what a bum, what a criminal, what a thug. I'm saying what millions and millions of people want to say, what millions and millions of people know. So Michael Brown, nigger hating me, I'm undedicating this to you, you ass white bastard criminal thug nigger who shouldn't have had 1 hour in the sun, but you've got 5 years because the niggers idolize you, and that's what's wrong with you niggers. You idolize the criminals, the bad people, instead of the good people. So, Michael Brown, this is out of disrespect for you and your family, nigger hating me.
Slop in a big black spook, you know it, cause I show it, like a barnyard rooster I crow it, and the end of a LACP would sure like to get a hold of nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black, you know that's true, but they don't mind, cause what the heck, you gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm broke, no joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat, and I ain't black, you see, so Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I was here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out, no, so I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know. But I show it, stick your black head out and I blow it, and the end of a LACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. A man named King, it ain't no doubt, and he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth. He's a-doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a-brewing, and the end of a LACP can't win if a white man stick with nigger hating me.
Hey, nigger hating me. That's to you, Michael Brown, you rotten piece of crap, and I hope you rot in hell. And I don't usually say that about people, but for you to destroying this whole country, everybody knows about Michael Brown. Michael Brown was a thug. See, people in other states think, oh, he wasn't a hero, people. I hope I get that message out, and I hope you good people get that message out. We don't have much time, so I want to disrespect you again with reparation. This goes out of total disrespect for Michael Brown Day. I'm saluting Darren Wilson, the proud professional police officer, white police officer, who did his job and killed a nigger who was trying to kill him. Michael Brown, another disrespectful tribute to you and your family.
There you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me. You say all your ancestors were slaves, and that's the reason that you ought to get paid. You want something for nothing, you monkeys are all the same. You're putting all of the blame on whites. We violated your civil rights, but your civil rights movement is nothing but a shakedown game. So there you go again, talking about reparations. There you go again, talking about something else free. There you go again, talking about reparations. Well, listen to me, nigger, you ain't getting nothing from me.
You hear that, niggers? Not the proud blacks. They don't want anything because they bust their ass. Niggers, the only thing you're going to get from us is a foot up your ass, a reparation foot up your ass. So you proud white and proud black people, you understand what I'm saying. Maybe I brought it a little bit different. Maybe I brought it a little crass, but it's the truth. It's the truth what I say. Celebrating Michael Brown. See, the people throughout this country may think something else, but we were right here. We know what a thug, potential police killer, thug nigger Michael Brown Jr. was. So let's don't give him any credence. And you good people out there, I know you white people are afraid. And you, okay, Michael Brown, this. Get some balls. get some balls, grow some hair on those balls and say, hey, listen, I'm not against the blacks, but I'm tired of being pushed back. I'm tired of everything being about the whites. A white police officer, it put in the paper, shot Michael. Why did it have to say a white police officer? It was a police officer. No, they want to keep this crap going because that's how they get free crap. That's how they benefit. So Michael Brown, on this day of total disrespect for you, you, wherever the hell you're at, and I'm sure it's not heaven, and your whole family who is exploiting this entire situation, can kiss my white, hairy, wrinkled, stinky, red, white, and blue patriotic ass. And as always, people, it's about these politicians. They keep this crap going because they want the votes. They don't give a damn. They want the vote. They want the votes. We're all bad. White people are bad. Niggers, give us a vote, and we'll be as bad as you want us to be. No, it's about fairness to everybody, especially the white race, and I'm going to stick up for the white race. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Unlike Ferguson, nothing violent. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.